It is estimated that more than 200,000 children in Ghana lack access to immunization vaccines. As a way forward, the Ghana Coalition of NGOs in Health is calling for a sustainable development plan for vaccines and immunization programs. According to its national chairman, Gabriel Benaku, such a plan is necessary to enable children, especially those in the hinterland, to have a fair opportunity to grow into productive adults. Aurelia Kande and Leila Bedu have more.
Immunization is one of the cost-effective ways of saving children's lives. The government of Ghana and the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, based in Geneva, partnered to provide life-saving vaccines to children here. During the 15-year partnership, $90 million have been pumped into the country's immunization system, and still, children in the hinterland are yet to be reached. The national chair of the Ghana Coalition of NGOs in Health, Gabriel Benaku, says all hands on deck approach will strengthen the health system.
There still exists high inequalities in child survival. One in every five children around the world still cannot access vaccines. We know that the children not being reached are from the poorest communities, from rural areas and urban slums. The need for government and donors to continue to strengthen the health system cannot be overemphasized. The Ebola outbreak has shown us that all donors, all multilateral and civil society have critical roles to play in terms of building the health system.
A board member of the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, Dr. Joanna Kaba, touched on some challenges that must be resolved to improve access.
220,000 Ghanaian children were not reached last year. And if we do not do anything, 220,000 or even more may not be reached again this year. And the years ahead, the frontline workers are really stressed. There are communities where the nurses cannot go to. For 3 months, they will tell you they have no fuel in their motorbike to go for their outreach clinics. The health workers will tell you that all their motorbikes are broken down. And the EPI managers are just as concerned, but they are so resource constrained to do anything about our broken down supply chain facilities.